second coat pocket, we found two very large pieces of wood, and inside them were great pieces of metal, very sharp. In another pocket, there was a most wonderful engine at the end of a long chain. The engine was inside a huge round container, which was made half of silver and half of another metal. This second metal was very strange, as we could see through it to some mysterious writing and pictures. The engine made a continuous loud noise. The officers could not guess what these things were, but they were, of course, my two pocket knives and my watch. They also found my comb, a purse with several gold and silver coins, my gun and bullets. The king wanted to know what the gun was used for. "Bring it out," he ordered me, "and show me how it works." I took the gun out and put a bullet into it. "Don't be afraid," I warned the king. Then I fired the gun into the air. It was the loudest noise the Lilliputians had ever heard. Hundreds of them thought they were dead and fell down. The king himself was very frightened. As I gave my gun to the officials to keep, I warned them to be careful with it. They allowed me to keep all my other things, and I hoped that one day soon I would be free.